Tucked away in one of New Delhi's hippest shopping areas, a small business selling knickknacks made out of recycled material. Wallets from Tetra Pak, handbags made out of scraps. The mission to fill a gap or shortage of products made out of recycled materials in India. Hence the brand name, Green the Gap. But this little-known Indian enterprise is now going head-to-head with a giant multinational, receiving a legal notice from San Francisco-based retailer Gap.
What was your reaction when you received this legal notice from Gap?
I was surprised and I was angry that how can a corporation like Gap, which is so huge, get offended by a small entity, fair trade entity like Green the Gap, when what we do is completely different from what Gap does. We recycle, we upcycle, we are trying to create livelihood for people like these in terms of people who deal with waste and also for many people who make things out of waste.
The notice accused eco-entrepreneur Vimlendu Jha of adopting the name Gap in his company's products and website with, quote, malified intention to take undue advantage of Gap's reputation and goodwill. Jha says the claims are unwarranted.
This is completely bizarre because that wasn't our intention. That is not even the meaning of Green the Gap. There's no connection between Gap and Green the Gap.
The notice also ordered Jha to stop using the word Gap in any manner.
I thought it was an absolute case of trademark bullying, corporate bullying, and I will stand against it. If you look at the legal notice that Gap has sent us, it was very, very intimidating, saying that, well, we are riding over their goodwill, and then, you know, they're such a big, big company, multi-billion dollar company, but that does not mean that you can come to my country and tell me not to use the word Gap.
Gap would not comment on the notice, citing legal matters. But in a statement to CNN, Gap said India is a market it is exploring, though there's no planned timetable. With dozens of global retailers looking to enter the country's $500 billion retail sector, Jha worries other small locally owned businesses will be, in his words, bullied. But he will not give in.
I do not want a corporate to come tomorrow and say, shut down and shut up. I will stand up and fight them.
Sunima Uras, CNN, New Delhi.